be over. Underachievers. I'm your host, Sonics McCoy. Join me as always. He just fired his military chief 2 years into war. It's Jason Waterfalls. Bud, what are you doing? What are you thinking there?
Who did that?
Zelensky. And I don't know why I always want to call it the Ukraine. My uncle used to go there and he called it the Ukraine. But I don't know. Like just runoff verbiage, but. Zelensky fired his military chief. I feel like you've got a lot of Zelensky takes. So I just wanted to give you the opportunity to, you know,
we're going geopolitical at the top of Super Bowl week episode.
I think my big take on Zelensky is, I honestly don't even know if he's doing a good, like, I don't know anything about that. Right. Like, I'm not here to, no one looked at me and was like, what are your war takes? He just feels like the guy at the YMCA who goes a little too hard in a pickup game. But he's small guy, so no one can call fouls. So he kind of just runs the game, and everyone's just like, man, this guy, like, he's a menace. You know what I mean?
How long have you been holding back these Ukraine takes?
These aren't Ukraine takes. These are just like, that's what he reminds me of.
In charge of, like, Ukraine, right?
Presumably, yeah, I think so. But, I don't know. Is Ukraine a democracy? Or, like, I just don't know the vibe. I'm just saying, he just looks like a guy who runs a YMCA basketball game into the ground, you know?
If you say geopolitical, does that just mean politics in the world? Geo, world, politics, world?
That's exactly right. And it's the Sports Center equivalent of saying in the National Football League. Like, it just gives it an air of, whoa.
Well, what's the NFL then? About. GP? These are my GP takes?
Yeah, I guess it'd have to be. I mean,
do you
that's
think
not
people
great.
Listening are like, I wish they would go one step further and really give us some political takes? Because I'm thinking.
I'm poised. Actually, I don't have takes. I don't have any takes either. I have broad, like, it makes me sad. It makes me very sad, and I don't like thinking about it. That's my big
And it makes me hopeful. That's just two different people.
Yeah, I guess so. I don't know what hope you're looking at, but I would say more debates, please. Indifferent kind of debates. And, like, I ask you the questions. You guys don't, like, talk with each other, like, and it's kind of Double Dare style. I mean, I think we would learn more about political candidates if we put them in stressful physical situations.
Survivor : politics.
Let's go. I feel like we've kicked this around a couple times, but whoever wins the island, you got to gain consensus among your enemies, right? You have to be somewhat capable and competent, but
they literally
too
vote
capable and competent.
They literally vote for you at the end.
I'm okay with that. You know, I mean, I'm sure that's probably how Rome stopped being a republic and became, like, you know, dictatorial, but it's neither here nor there. You know, I don't know. Jason, what's good, man? How we doing?
Just excited for the Super Bowl, excited for, I don't know. I just hope it's a good game. I don't want to do the full Colin Cowherd.
Are you good, man? Like, that was a big old sigh.
I don't. Are you feeling the build up to this game? Because I am.
No,
I don't know if
I felt anything. I felt nothing.
You're not consuming content nonstop on this? I am, man. I am
nothing. No one's saying anything interesting. It's just like, yeah, it's Chiefs and Niners. Christian McCaffrey's good. Patrick Mahomes good. Andy Reid's cool.
These are two really good teams. This is an equal matchup. Please be a good game.
Do you have a comp of, like, this feels like this Super Bowl, you know, where, like, this isn't like, you know, 07, where it's like undefeated Patriots and the Giants. This isn't like
that was a good Super Bowl
matchup. That was a good Super Bowl, but I'm trying to.
Oh, yeah, I see what you're saying.
It's like they're flawed. They're not, it's not going to be like the Super Bowl I always go back to was the Niners. With Steve Young versus the Chargers and Stan Humphries. And that was like, that was the greatest football team I felt like I've ever seen in my life. And I don't know if that's actually true, but that's what it felt like. You know, the Niners just, like, putting it on the Chargers in that Super Bowl. I don't feel like there's a heavy, it feels like one of those years, like one of those national title years where it's like 9-3 Florida playing like 10-2 Ohio State. And you're like, neither of these are all timers, but, you know, this will be a fine game.
I think this is more Patriots Seahawks. A couple of teams
interesting.
With
okay.
flaws, right? But really good teams. And they're just going to headbutt the crap out of each other.
Look, there's so much to talk about with this. I have been a little disappointed in the content. I feel like that's this happening 4 years ago. It's like we feel like we've covered the same beats, even though a lot of the players are different. But I think the big conclusion I landed on was I think I'm disappointed in George Kittle. I want more from George Kittle. And I feel like George Kittle is to blame for the Travis Kelce of it all, is because George Kittle was the prince who was promised. George Kittle is the personality. He's got the joie de vivre. He's really good at playing tight end, but like he just never came up big in big moments. And when you really need him, I don't really see him ever. And he's not out there like in the pop cultural streets where I need him to be. And because of that, there's a vacuum. And Travis Kelce filled that vacuum.
I think George takes it too serious. And that's saying something for somebody that I don't think takes himself too serious. But I think he's not doing these checkboxes of what you're saying here because he is focused on the field.
Well, he's so focused on the field. Why isn't he more productive? That's my question.
I mean, he can't throw the ball to himself. Let's take some shots at Brock Purdy right now.
Okay, I like this. I like this turn. I think this is good. I mean, does this come down to the fact that Brock Purdy is Brock Purdy, and that's like how the Super Bowl is going to go? I feel like that's where we landed last time we talked about this.
I don't know what that means, because we don't bet against Patrick Mahomes. Fact. Let's rip Brock Purdy and bet on Patrick Mahomes so that when Brock goes off, then he looks like even better.
Okay. I like that's like a reverse curse jinx.
Yes.
That's always a good strategy, I think.
You've employed it, I don't know, 7 million times in my life.
It's a core value, honestly, for me. Does Kyle Shanahan look like the guy who just got told he's been drafted into Vietnam and you know it's not going to end well for him because that's what he looks like?
Okay, this stays in, but pause.
That's not geopolitical. That's like a historical event that happened.
That is you can't say Vietnam and it not be geopolitical, for the record.
It was.
That's a fact.
Geopolitical. It's not anymore because that's been settled.
If you look on your tag and it says made in Vietnam, that's geopolitical.
I don't look at tags, dog. I think I've just been left wanting this football season. And like, I want more from George Kittle. I want more from Kyle Shanahan, honestly. Good looking guy. Feel like he's smart. Not a lot of riz at the press conferences. Honestly, not a lot of riz in the game plan. And I just need a little bit more.
I think they're all saving it for Sunday, man. That's my hope. That's a lie.
They're not. This just feels like the midlife crisis Super Bowl. Where it's just like, is this all there is?
Or are you having a geopolitical midlife crisis and you're blaming the Super Bowl? I think you might be projecting.
You are the person I said, how's it going? And you go, so you've that got was some coming, issues that you need.
That to was coming off of your Ukraine takes, for the record.
No, I don't have takes. I just think Zelensky feels like he would
I don't have takes. And then the next
a little bit
is,
of an imposition at a pickup basketball game. You know what I mean? We all know the person who they feel like they got to control the ball. They're not good enough. Or they're always calling fouls. They're always committing fouls. No one's calling it on them. There's a delicate balance. I don't mean that as a political commentary on him. I'm just saying he's got that look.
I have Shanahan blinders because Mike brought me two Super Bowls with John Elway.
Yeah.
Now, have you seen the graphic, the side-by-side? Mike Shanahan, Kyle Shanahan. Anthony Lynn was a running back on those Broncos in the Super Bowl. Anthony Lynn's an assistant head coach for the 49ers. Brian Griese was the backup quarterback on the Broncos. Brian Griese is the quarterback's coach. Ed McCaffrey was a wide receiver for those Broncos. Christian McCaffrey, his son, is on the 49ers. Isn't that incredible?
See, are you talking about narratives? Because I just hear incestuous. That's all I hear with that. You know,
it may be incestuous, but it is cool. Like when
it is like cool
when LeBron and is it Bronny? I don't know.
Yeah, Bronny Jr.
What's the other one's name?
Man, I was gonna say Tristan, but I don't think that's it.
I don't think it's Tristan Thompson.
I know. I said. Let me finish. I said I was gonna say it, but I didn't. Okay.
Just for the record, that's a Jay Moore bit. That's not Knox being rude. Okay. If people don't know that, Jay Moore used to do this thing on his podcast where if he was wrong about something, he would say, "Well, let me finish," and then he would say the opposite of what he just said. So, no, I like
Bryce.
It. You gotta.
If you'd let me finish, I would have told you. Tristan Bryce was what I thought.
Yeah. Bryce Maximus.
Yep.
I want to see them play together. I know that's crazy. Now that's not what we're talking about here. Griffey and Griffey Sr. play together. Like, these type of things are cool. Is it incestuous? Sure. All right. But I was just listening to a podcast the other day. Another podcast, a different other. Did you know, like, Randy Newman, like his dad bred, like the music guy and movies and stuff, Randy Newman, Toy Story and whatnot? Like, all of his brothers and his whole family, they're all in the business. And they all do music for different movies, TV shows, concerts, all of that stuff. And, like, their dad bred them to do this.
Okay. Honestly, I am taking a big issue with you saying bread twice, because it's like he's got different kinds of dogs that he's like only wanting to do like musical dogs that he's outsourcing.
That's what happened. And they've all been successful. That's crazy. So the fact that somebody in football has a son that does football, I'm not going to get too upset about that.
So it's, hey, Sharts, it's not dog fighting. It's dog competing over music. It's creating a lot of competitors in a hyper-competitive musical field. That's why it's different. I don't feel like that's good parenting, honestly. You know, I haven't heard of any of his brothers or sisters, so I don't think he did a good job.
But they're all successful. Creating.
Are they? Do we know that? Do you know any of the Newmans, like what they've been up to?
Yeah.
What if one of them was Newman from Seinfeld? Then they would be very successful. I think that would be good.
All right, new segment. New segment alert. What all Newmans can we name? No, I'm just kidding.
Probably not a lot. I think Tired, LeBron's gonna play with Bronny. Wired, LeBron's gonna play with Bryce. Cause like, have you seen some Bryce's highlight videos?
Yeah.
I've only seen this cause my son will like update me. I don't check out high school athletic Instagram reels or anything like that.
It's exactly what somebody would say that does. Okay.
I know, I can feel it. I feel guilty already, but I just promise. But he's pretty good. Like he had a growth spurt. Like he can dunk, he can shoot, step out. I think Bronny, anytime you have a cardiac arrest situation, you know, that's just maybe think about it. Maybe don't, you know. Speaking of situations we got to think about, let's go to our first over under here. And I want to ask if you're overachieving or underachieving on, we got three notable legends sliding into different, I don't know, commentary-ish positions next year. So I kind of want to do start, sit, cut, and then we can broadly talk about overachieving or underachieving with this. Start, sit, cut on Tom Brady doing color analysis on Fox, Nick Saban doing some kind of analysis on College Game Day, and then Bill Belichick, we'll just say like the field slash unknown. He's going to do something. We have no idea, but you're going to have to rate it not knowing. So start, sit, cut those three.
All right, I have my start, sit, cut ready to go, but I have a couple clarifying questions. Are we in agreement that Lee Corso needs to be done? Because we love Lee Corso, and that's why. That's the angle. It's the angle that we love him, and we want to protect this national gem, and maybe the shine on the gem may no longer be there, and so we're going to buff it out and put it in Boca Raton.
This is interesting to me because it feels like you're changing tactics, because for a solid year, you weren't qualifying it. You were just like, the homeboy needs to be done. Let's get him out of there. Let's get him out of there. And now you're like, let's get him out of there because I care too much. Right. Because
isn't that the smart angle to take?
It's smart. It's clever. I think I would respect it more if you didn't soften it, but I understand what you're doing. You know, change the strategy. I will agree with that.
Point number two, does Nick Saban cook or not cook during the Affleck commercials? I can't tell.
He does not cook. Okay. But they did not give him a kitchen to cook in, to be clear.
Spoiler alert, we both agree he definitely does not cook in those commercials. That being said, I don't know if he's going to be great on that show unless he gets really weird. So I'm going to sit Saban on game day. So now I've got... Once again, in this life of mine, I've got Brady and Belichick, and one's on one side, one's on the other. We don't know what Belichick's going to do. If he does nothing, it's amazing. If he does anything, it's amazing. If he has his same personality, it's going to be amazing. If he has his actual personality, that's going to be amazing. I am starting Belichick in the unknown, and I am absolutely sitting Brady, taking over the number one booth from Greg Olson.
I don't think I disagree with any of that. I think I'm more bullish on Saban on game day because I think
what the answer is, but which one's bullish and which one's bearish?
Bullish. Here's the only reason I know it. Bullish got the big.
Can you tell us this? Can you leave politics out for once in your life? And
for once, I'll try, but I'm not guaranteeing anything. He's got the big phallus and the testicles. And that means good things for the stock market.
Okay. Noted.
That's go look at the statue in New York City by Wall Street. And that's what that means. I think where people fail in that role is, or coaches, is when they're being chill for the next job. I don't want to say anything weird. So I like I'm going to curry favor, or I don't want to give people competitive advantages. Nick Saban's done with that. And I also think he is not super, I don't want to say respectful. Doesn't recognize traditional social mores and customs. So he will say something that will be perceived as rude, but is just factual and true. And I think that'll be like a nice boundary that he will be crossing in a respectful way.
That's very interesting. I think he's going to be another Kirk Herbstreit up there. Just vanilla down the middle, trying to keep everybody happy. He's going to have, he's going to have like social contacts with these other coaches, Kirby, you know, the rest. And I think Saban's not going to take the swipes that you're describing here. I think it's going to be,
I don't think it's swipes. I think he's just going to call him like he sees him, because he's going to trust the process, right? And he's like, this player trust the process.
I hope so. I hope you're correct.
He's not incentivized to, you know, right. But he has free reign to, and I hope he will. We're getting close to NFL halftime featuring Terry Bradshaw, three guys named Howie, Boomer Simsiason, also JJ Watt's here, also Booger's here. Also, guess what? There's another Watt, and maybe it's TJ, maybe it's PJ. He's here too. It's like, it's enough. It's too many people.
Okay, first of all, Howie, don't take any shots at Howie. Howie didn't do anything. Booger's awesome. Don't take any shots at Booger. The rest are up for debate.
Was it Backdraft? What was the fire? He was a fireman.
Broken Arrow.
Was that it? Like Fireman Lumberjack? That was, honestly, objectively, great movie.
Backdraft? Great movie. You're talking about...
That's okay. Kurt Russell, wasn't it? That's my fault.
It's not Backdraft, but there was another one that Howie was in. But the big Howie one was Broken Arrow with Christian Slater and somebody else.
Low-key great movie. Honestly, hand up. Not even a bit. Like, legit. There's Desmond.
John Travolta and Christian Slater and Howie Long.
Like, at the end of game day, it started getting weird because you'd have Desmond would do his pick, and then you'd have the guest doing their shtick, which traditionally has always been the big build-up, right? And then it's like, well, wait, we need 10 more minutes because Pat McAfee's got to do his whole big shtick send up.
Because that sounds like a shot.
To like him. No, it's done? Not a shot. It's just like, it's overstacked, right? Too many pancakes on the plate. We got to remove some pancakes.
Quick fact check. You were thinking of the movie Firestorm that Howie Long
was in.
Yeah, it was about firefighters. It's correct.
I said Backdraft. You said Firestorm. Those are not equal words. I was wrong. Premise, I was correct, but that was it. You know, that's accountability, man. That's radical accountability that I think we need more in our politics. I'm just kidding. God. I don't. The Belichick is interesting because, like, if you had to look for betting odds on what's he gonna do next year, don't you think like -200 is nothing? He just hangs out with his cool dog.
But he wants
but I
a
also
job.
Kind of feel like. I think he's such a weird guy to get a handle on because I think he's interested in content and media and perspective and historical context. And I think he loves the game of football. And I don't know if that enthusiasm is enough to like turn it into a job or like accept a gig. I don't see him at halftime, you know, like on a studio show, but I also don't see him like calling a game either.
I've got the perfect comp for Bill Belichick. It is not 100% to 100%, but the Venn diagram overlaps a ton, and it's Peyton Manning. Peyton doesn't want to be in a booth as an analyst, and that's all he does. Peyton doesn't want to be on a studio show, and that's all he does. I think Belichick is going to do that HBO Saban thing that they did together. I think it's going to be more like one-offs, and it's going to be like Bill's World or BB's World, right? Like he's going to have this other, I don't want to say persona, but he's going to have this other situation where he does kind of like the Gruden tape room. Remember when he was doing
him doing like the Gruden whiteboard with draft? That would be hilarious. That'd be really good.
I want him to do it with other coaches. Put Bill Belichick in there and then like, hey, what were you thinking here? And it's like an active coach. Like it's LaFleur and it's Shanahan. And like he's breaking down the game that just happened last week with the coach that made all the decisions.
Okay, I like this. Can I yes and that a little bit? I like what you were saying. I hate Bill's World, honestly, objectively, hate it.
BB's World.
Hate it. Hate it worse. You know what I do like? BB Gunn. Here, bring in the coach. What were you thinking? Wrong answer. Boom. Shoot the coach with the BB.
Okay. I don't know about BB that. Gun. How about a shot of BB? Okay. And they each take a shot for every time that that coach messed up. And now they're just,
okay,
they're just plastered. And they're, and then Bill is just reaming them for all their terrible decisions.
Okay. Let me take the pot out of the kitchen. Let me walk around the living room for a second. One of the co-hosts will wipe out when they reboot it. What do you think about that?
John Cena, Nicole Byer, that they already rebooted, wipe out on TBS. We add Bill Belichick with a telestrator. Okay. And he's just really breaking stuff down. Like, this is what I don't understand. Okay. And we're talking about George Kittle, be weirder, be yourself, et cetera. But he's got a job to do, right? So he's keeping it contained. And for other
people,
I'm saying
do your job better. You're not doing it like I think you should. So be good.
Are you breaking down the blocks? That man is a beast at blocking. He's not doing anything wrong.
Make a catch, dog. Make an impactful catch. I know he did like in one of the playoff games, but I'm so tired of like betting on him in the Super Bowl. And him just not doing anything. And just be like, where's George Kittle? I don't know. Should have run a play for him probably, you know?
Yes, they should run a play for him. But that's exactly what the defense thinks they're going to do, right? Here's what I'm saying. I don't understand people like Bill Belichick. If you want to be, if you're going to do something, I agree, minus 200, he sits at home. He goes to games whenever he wants, right? And then he just lays low. But if you get weird, the weirder you get, the more likely you are to get this next job. That's what I think is going to help him.
Season 3 is a cake with Mikey Day featuring Bill Belichick. Okay.
Do you watch?
Or just nailed it. He replaces Nicole Byer.
Thank you. No. He works with Nicole Byer.
I love it. What a dream team.
Name. Do you watch Is It Cake?
Marlo watches it and I always like start it and I'm like, this is infuriating because they are 60 feet away. No one knows if it's cake. It's just a crapshoot at this point.
It's crazy how incredible it is. But Mikey Day, I have a theory about Mikey Day on Is It Cake. I think he is cooking when the camera is not on because those people all seem to like him.
Because he's not cooking when the camera's on. I'll tell you that right now.
Because he's not cooking when the camera's on. Now, that being said, my kids think that he's hilarious. So it's relative, right?
But he's not, and that's okay because they're kids.
But the people on the stage don't seem to be faking their laughter with him. I think that he is like doing incredible bits with the cast and crew when the cameras are not on. And then the cameras turn on. Maybe we have some judgment. We don't have to go completely into that right now. Okay. But then the cast is actually laughing at him, like genuinely. You got to give that to him.
I love this theory. It's like the Looney Tunes frog, like the hello, my honey. Hello, my baby. Hello, my ragtime WB. Gal. And like when they would look at him, he wouldn't do it. But when no one was paying attention, he would do it. I'd like that as Mikey Day's strategy for Is It Cake.
Which is also a metaphor for George Kittle on the field. Boom. Super Bowl.
A little bit.
Brought it back. A little bit.
Okay. So I think we agreed on that, unfortunately. I've yet to meet anyone who's like, Tom Brady's going to be so good as a color analyst on TV. Everyone's just kind of like, ugh.
So he has takes. We know that. He's been spouting out at the mouth with his podcast or other interviews. I hope that he maintains that. You know, like Jordan, Tiger, Brady, they can say whatever they want.
Yeah.
We just want somebody to do it regularly.
You know, but I think those people can say whatever they want. Like,
it's like what you're saying with Saban.
Yeah, but yes. So that's what the test is going to be is. But even with Brady, like, he can say what, like, Jordan, Tiger can say whatever they want when I wasn't looking for it. But when they exist to, like, talk me through a game, that's going to get weird because there's a specific tempo and rhythm I'm expecting. And if he's telling an anecdote about Jules when they were in Boca together recently, I'm just going to be like, great story, Tom, but like, I just need to understand what's going on with this 3rd and 10, you know?
But the way that this entire world is turning, that might be better for ratings. You know, like it's all going to be based on ratings. So
what I would ask for Santa for Christmas this year is I would love a friend named Julian. So I want to call someone Jules. I think that's the coolest thing. I love that. I don't have that in my life. I don't see that coming, you know, on the horizon. Maybe we can try to find an intern and they're not even named anything, but we call them Jules. And it's just like, that's their deal. Jules.
You can call me, you know? Jules. I don't mind.
I don't want to call you. It's been too established. We're not okay. Calling you.
Cool. You really real wanted name. It. I provided it for you. You didn't want it. Okay.
I can't. No. There's not three names I can keep a handle on of who you are. Okay. It's asking too much of me.
That's fair.
It's absurd.
That is very
We need
fair.
A third person who's like, I'm Todd, but they call me Jules. I don't know. It's not.
That's very, 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 very fair. Okay. Good point.
Let's just go ahead. Since this Super Bowl episode, Super Bowl preview, let's go ahead and just talk about like where we're landing on the pick. I feel like we've kind of alluded to where we're leaning. I have some things I kind of like need to talk through a little bit, but like, let's broadly say like where we at for the pick.
For the pick, I am on Kansas City. I am on the over. Andre presented something, and I think we have him coming up of yep. a specific Kansas City and an alt over that is what I'm specifically writing. I'm not going to beat myself up if San Francisco wins and I picked Kansas City. I would, but I'm not going to because it's not going to happen, beat myself up if Kansas City won and I picked San Francisco. Because the way that they played the Lions at home, I thought was worse than the way that Kansas City went on the road and beat 17-10 Baltimore. So I
completely agree with you.
I think that Kansas City at this point right now is the better team.
I really like the way you put that of, I will feel stupid if I pick San Francisco and Kansas City beats me, but I won't if I pick Kansas City and San Francisco wins.
I want San Francisco to win for the record. Like this is, but I'm not betting or like putting all of my energy into talking against Patrick Mahomes. It is this single guy. It's also Andy Reid. I love Andy Reid and he's just absolutely incredible, but I just, you can't pick against them. It's crazy.
It is. It feels like almost a principal play at this point. Understanding all that, is there, let me like imagine I've given you like a small amount of mushrooms like Michael Bublé took recently. And
are we sure that was a small amount? Cause some of that stuff was hilarious. I love Michael Bublé for the record. Listen, you want to talk about what Bill Belichick should do? Belichick and Bublé, like Ham and Bubbly from SNL. And it's just all the time. And it's a show with them microdosing mushrooms. Just their mushrooms body, their time. Body, their choice.
I would pay up to $18 a month on Patreon or Substack for that content.
And that's just like easily. Two episodes a month. And I would definitely pay it
easily. I want you to free your mind. Is there a world in which, because I like to always kind of ride the vibe waves a little bit. And I like to think about momentum, think about narratives. I don't want to box myself in, but I want to be like, let's zoom out a little bit. What are we missing? And I think that's part of what I was talking about at the top of like, this hasn't really felt like a lot of conversation analysis. It just feels like a foregone conclusion that the Chiefs are winning, even though they're not like the Vegas favorite. There's just a so much certainty that it makes me feel weird. You know?
Oh, that's interesting because that's not the vibe I've been getting. I've been getting the vibe that it's so even that there's really nothing to talk about because no one's the underdog and no one's the overdog. I'd like to introduce overdog into the lexicon as over underachievers instead of the favorite. Call. I don't like favorite and underdog. We have an overdog and an underdog. I think that we're going to do that from now on.
I don't understand why the dog, what like... Is it an animal connotation? Like the dog has to be associated with someone who is not expected to do well?
Yeah, thank you. Who's sticking up for the dogs in the world? Why is it an underdog? The
dog, like an overcat underdog? Is that what this is?
Well, I don't want to give cats that type of credit, but...
Mm-hmm.
Overgoat?
Yeah, but it's like part of me wonders, if I had to bet, like hedge a little bit, part of me wonders about a Niners... and an under bet, you know, of just like, because I do think to your point, the Chiefs have overachieved, to use our language, in these playoffs. They've looked great. The Niners have underachieved. And
I agree.
Conventional wisdom will tell you the Niners will probably underachieve again and the Chiefs will find a way to win because that's just what they do. But what if they don't, right? What if they got them out of their system? What if they attack? I mean, I think I said this a couple episodes ago. But if Christian McCaffrey doesn't have 30 carries in this game, I'm going to be like, what are you doing? You got to be running him at the Chiefs the entire time, which is what the Ravens did not do.
Still blows my mind. Gus Edwards, I had so many prop bets on Gus Edwards that like I still don't understand how Gus Edwards didn't have 30.
Never had a chance. It wasn't even close. Didn't even have a chance. So I haven't heard conversation about like, here's the matchup, you know, like this is the worst part of them and this is the best part of them. And that's how they're going to attack them. It feels pretty even, you know, to what you're saying, but I can't help feeling like I wonder if we're all kind of overlooking the Niners. At the same time, the Brock Purdy aspect cannot be ignored.
So what do you do with that? I mean, that's the problem, because I completely agree. Because if Brock has barely a better throwing game than he did against the Lions, that he has a couple of times, and his feet are working like they did last game, that is going to be a recipe for success, in my opinion, against a good but depleted Kansas City defense. I don't want to overhype it, because I don't want to get my hopes up. I think this is going to be a great game. Don't they kind of, I don't want to say mirror, but don't they match up well together, just like visually from what their strengths and weaknesses yeah. are on both sides? And I that's just exciting to me. I like that.
Yeah. I am worried that, you know, the Chiefs will come ready to play. I don't know that the Niners, it's just, when you have a Brock Purdy, you just don't know what's this going to be? What can happen here? Is the spotlight going to be too big? But at the same time, they're so stacked in so many other positions that I feel like they should be able to go toe to toe. And I think my feeling is, if like all things were equal, I would feel like the 49ers are being underestimated and there's value to be had there. So I think what I would do is I'm really going to go after like the Christian McCaffrey yards, carries, MVP odds, stuff like that. And like maybe pack that with a money line or something, you know,
can we just give Kyle Shanahan a note that says, if you lose this game, but you stick to what you do the entire game, no one will get mad at you. Cause that was the problem with the Falcons when he was the offensive coordinator there. Like what they did in the first half was completely different than they took, you know, the old cliche, took your foot off the pedal in the second half. Just be steady. Go 74 miles an hour all game long with Christian McCaffrey, Debo, Ayuk, and short, medium passes to Kittle. That's all we got to do.
It's just the thing of like, they should all have career highs at attempts, catches, whatever. Like you should like run them into the ground getting through this game. And if you still lose and you've done that, well, I got no problem with that. You know, it is what it is. But it will feel weird. If Mahomes wins two consecutive Super Bowls with probably two of the worst teams he's been on, I just don't know what to do with that.
I don't know if that's true, because I think this is one of the better defenses he's ever had.
It is. I just feel like the league let everyone.
I know we're just still pissed at the Bills and the Ravens is what's happening.
But
right
it's
now.
Like, even with the NFC, it's like no one arrived to meet with them and be like, we are worthy opponents here. It was almost like when the Warriors were just killing everybody in the NBA. It was like, well, no one put something together to counteract this.
That is the 49ers, though. I mean, like, I get what you're saying. Like, the 49ers are screaming up to the peak and saying, we're here, it's us. They're not quite at the peak at the same time. I understand. But that is the highest team in the entire league, besides what Baltimore was kind of doing before they played him.
It would be the Warriors, but, like, if Steph Curry was a shooting guard and their point guard was a 12-year-old who's really good at point guard, but you don't know how this could go bad. This could go
do
really
you like
bad.
Brock Purdy or not? Because it's mixed vibes.
As a person, seems nice. when it gets to this point in the NFL, the variability of, is he going to crap his pants and like throw ground balls, or is he going to be good? I don't like that. I would like to assume the quarterbacks in this game, they're going to get like 250, two touchdowns, maybe a pick. And like, that's, you know, the wins above replacement kind of idea.
Do you want to know something crazy? If you think about these playoffs, was Jared Goff like the most poised quarterback in these playoffs besides Patrick Mahomes?
Felt like it.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Here's what I say that to say that I don't think Brock really gets rattled. I think sometimes it appears that he's hitting the ceiling of his ability and his talent, and really liked the running, as we've talked about. But as a Josh Allen apologist, Josh had some moments that were not as stable, I would say, as even Brock Purdy or Jared Goff's worst moments this postseason. So I get what you're saying, but I also think that the idea that Brock Purdy is going to crap down his leg, we've not really seen that from him panicking. Now, has he had
first
some
half
bad throws
at the Packers?
Yeah,
first three quarters of the Packers, we saw that. But I'm saying that at the same time, understanding that he could win MVP, and he could if he just like does what he's supposed to and distributes the ball to the people who should get it, he might win the MVP and they win the game. And I would not be stunned by that at all. You know, it's the variance that like this game could go sideways real fast, and it's not even a good game because the 49ers refuse to have a good quarterback at the most important position in the sport.
I think that that's going to be very interesting.
I don't know, man. I don't know what to do with it. Well, so I think we're both landing on the Chiefs in the money line. Have you bet on it yet? Have you placed put money down?
I did Andre's bet. Yeah.
Okay, you've got Andre's bet. Well, speaking of Andre, we've got a new segment that we're going to debut here in a second. But before we do that, let's throw it to our good friend and gambling mentor Andre Three Stacks for his read on what to expect from the Super Bowl.
Gentlemen, how we doing? Happy Super Bowl week. What a fun matchup we have. Chiefs 49ers Sunday night. Really think it's going to be a good game. I think it's going to be a close game. Really looking forward to Sunday. We're going to start our Super Bowl best bets with some pregame action. We're going to take Reba McEntire over 89.5 on the national anthem. Coin toss, we're taking tails because we know tails never fails. I've been all over this Chiefs team all playoffs. Took them in Buffalo. Took them in Baltimore, and I'm taking them again on Sunday. I've got a little parlay of Chiefs money line and over 36.5 at plus 130. Also took an anytime touchdown parlay of Christian McCaffrey and Travis Kelce at plus 160. And then also have Christian McCaffrey over 29.5 yards rushing in each half for plus 120. If you're looking for a couple of lunch money plays, I think this game is going to be pretty close. The Chiefs and the 49ers rarely go for two. The Chiefs have only gone for two once this year. The 49ers have gone for it zero times. The kickers have only combined missed one extra point, so they stay on schedule for field goals and touchdowns. So I'm going to take a walk-off field goal to win at plus 800 and overtime for plus 1,100. Now, I think that number, you can shop it a little bit. You may be able to find a little bit better number. But I do think this game is like a 24-21, 27-24 final. If you're looking for a sign from the moon or the stars, the lunar analysis certainly favors the Chiefs. On the day of the Super Bowl, it's going to be a waxing crescent moon, and the Chiefs are 19-1 in the last 5 years under a waxing crescent conditions. Lastly, it's always fun to live bet these big games. There'll be a couple spots I've got my eye on. It'll come in the second half. The Chiefs' second half under is 18-2 on the season, and their fourth quarter under is 19-1. So those are two spots to keep an eye out for, especially if they have the lead ball control team that usually puts their opponents away. So everyone have a happy Sunday. Looking forward to the Super Bowl. Hopefully win a little money. Go Chiefs.
All right. Big thanks to Andre Three Stacks with that insight, especially.
I love that
play. I don't want to call that. Like, it wasn't astrological, his insight, but it was a Jace in a cool, respectful way, I think.
Okay. I like his play on the Super Bowl, for the record, and I like very many of his prop bets, but.
Yeah,
you're okay with that astrology?
Yeah, because there was a function to it. There was a formality and there was data to it. You know what I mean? That's the kind I can respect. So big thanks to him. And Jason, before we move on to our much ballyhooed showdown, came real close to the pin. We've asked our, we call them the Dabs, our dearly and beloved supporters of the podcast and the newsletter. We asked them to send us their questions for the Super Bowl for a special themed ADHD episode that we're doing just for them. Is this where you want to make fun of Dabs here? You want to do that?
It sounds like you're saying Dads.
Not Dads, Dabs. And I even say it, I say dearly and beloved. I don't say dearly and beloved supporters, right? I talk it out.
How about we call them the DBs, dearly beloveds, dearly beloved DBs. Supporters.
It's also DBS.
Okay, that's fair. Hey, good note by you. Okay, I'm just like picturing
trying to make each other better.
I'm just picturing like dabbing and like all of our people that support us. They just all dab all over the place and they just dab on everybody all the time.
Here for the listener. Here's the
Did I accidentally just make it? You like it even more? Is that the problem?
Yeah, here? You did. So Jason just dabbed like six times in a row. And honestly, I felt it unlock in your eyes and your countenance. You were like, this is amazing. This is the greatest thing ever. I think people hate on dabbing, but I think secretly people love dabbing. I think it's one of the coolest things in the world.
Someone When's the last time you dabbed?
This morning. Marlo and I dab all the time. I'm like, do you brush your teeth? And she's like, yeah, already. Now. Like, bam, dabbed right on it in the hallway.
Maybe we keep it because we're such nerd basic dads that dabs fits.
I hear you about dads, though. That is interesting, and I don't want to be exclusionary to certain listeners. So we'll say placeholder title. And we would welcome the feedback and the response about a better name for the people who support the podcast and the newsletter. So, and I mentioned that it's a special themed ADHD episode. ADHD meaning These are episodes where we get our supporters or people to ask questions where they want a dude, husband, or dad's perspective. It's like kind of mansplaining that is opted into. Like you give us permission to mansplain because you asked us a question that you wanted.
It's more like poorly man opinionating. We're not splaining. Yes. We're not really splaining nothing to you.
Yeah.
We're telling you where we're at on it and potentially how you could date your brother or whatever the heck you all blamed me for when I was just trying to be nice to that person that wrote in.
Yeah, you did advise to elegantly date a brother situation. And I think that's a great kind of example of the kind of advice and opinions you'll get here. For this specific episode, we got episodes about like Dolly Parton, how to fix Tony Romo, whether or not there's going to be a thick six in the Super Bowl, how much the pre-week before the Super Bowl media covers costs, what we tell aliens about football, why there's so many people on a football field, and so much more. And to listen to those answers, just go to knoxmccore.com, support us at the monthly or yearly level. And now here is a sample of the kind of questions and answers you'll get in that ADHD episode. Jason, this comes from Andrea. Don't know pronunciation, you know, user choice, dealer choice. She says, early in the life of the podcast, you guys had a segment in which you would give the listeners little sound bites of things to say about games happening on a specific weekend so we could sound more informed or nuanced. Bring that back, please. What can I regurgitate this weekend? Jason, do you have anything for Andrea to regurgitate?
All right. So my first one is this plays directly into my favorite bet. Okay. So you're at your little Super Bowl party or whatever, and you know, somebody's talking about, oh, who's going to win? And then you just say, the better question is, and you can say whatever you want after that. But my one of the bets that I'm really interested in is jersey number of the first touchdown score over 22.5 or under 22.5. Okay. So depending on if the party, you want to bring a little gambling into it, your choice, you can say the better question is the first touchdown going to be scored by somebody over 22.5 or under 22.5? Okay. Or you can just say, what number is the highest, the first touchdown, the last touchdown, what number is going to be the touchdown scorer's jersey?
Are you getting Andrea to take action now? And she's like, okay, I'll see that bet. I'll cover that bet. Like, are you wanting her to be the book, the sports book in the
thing? I don't have specifics that I'm legally allowed to share, but my understanding is that she's already a bookie. So she's looking for things that she can bring to the party to get more people betting with and through her. So I think that that's the undertone of the question that I heard. But when someone asks, who do you think is going to win? Your auto rebuttal is the better question is, who's going to have more passing yards, Brock Purdy or Patrick Mahomes? So it's a deflection technique.
Doesn't even have to be a better question. It doesn't even have to.
It could be worse.
It's just a question.
The better question is, are the rounds or the scoops the better Tostinos? Tostitos? Totitos.
Yeah. What are you talking about right now? You're
what's happening?
You just invented a drink.
Tostitos.
Like a tequila mojito.
Did we both say it wrong the entire
time? Tostitos. I said it right the whole time. You were having a mini stroke. Tostitos. You're putting way too much pressure
on
yourself.
You're saying like Tostitos.
No, I'm just saying. You don't go it's not T-O-E.
Yeah, Tostitos Fiesta Bowl.
Dog, you are like double stepping on it. You just say Tostitos. Just throw it over your shoulder.
It's not tequila. It's not Tostitos.
It's not Tostitos.
I'm not convinced that it's not.
What's the Fiesta Bowl? Who used to sponsor the Fiesta Bowl?
Tostitos.
Was it the Tostitos Fiesta Bowl? There's no way. There's no way Keith Jackson would say that. Absurd.
Totino's Pizza. I was just thinking about that.
But
you say the better question is, and you deflect. That's what I'm loving for the Super Bowl party for everybody.
Can I add a note? Because I love that advice.
Please.
I think you say the better question is, dramatic pause, lean forward, maybe grab like a yummy treat from the dish in front of you, eat it, chew it up.
Yeah.
Everyone's like, what is this person going to say? Oh my gosh, this suspense is killing me. And then you say whatever thing, and the dramatic tension will heighten anything you say.
And then if I'm at that party, I'm like, did you really just start a sentence and then take a bite? And now we just have to stare at you?
So it's like, the better question is, take a pig in a blanket, bite, chew it up, swallow. Did Tony Romo sleep with Jim Nance's wife? Am I right? You'll have the room eating out of your hand. Andrea, you could do whatever you want at that point. My advice is a little bit along that line of just like, I think the best additive stuff is affirming conventional wisdom. you know, because you're not challenging, you're not inviting someone to like rebuke what you've said. You're just kind of affirming the vibe in the room and letting everyone else fill in the blank. So if the Chiefs ever go up at any point, like if they score on their first drive, all you say is, when Andy Reid has 2 weeks to prepare, you know, and everyone knows, they know what you're talking about. They're like, ah, great point. That's a great point. Or, you know, if there's a great block, like a offensive lineman throws like a pancake to spring someone, you can just be like, games are won in the trenches, boys. I've said that my whole life, you know, and everyone's like, exactly right. Or if there's an interception, big defensive play, what do they say? What do they say about defense? Defense wins championships.
And you can say that for you can say that one for both ways. Both teams.
Exactly, right.
As they trade the lead, you just say it for both of them.
I think treat this as you're not trying to like challenge the theory of relativity. You are just throwing alley-oops in this situation. That's all you're doing.
You know,
you're just trying to get people to dunk. Okay.
You know what a good sequitur is for that? You just say, you have to consider. You have to consider a good defense here matters. And you don't even have to name which team, right? Say it when we're in a commercial timeout and just say, and it's a bad commercial, and you just say, you have to consider defense in the Super Bowl. You have to.
You know what you could also do open-ended? You could, whenever someone scores a touchdown, you can be like, what do you think about going for two here? You know, you've not committed to going for two because it might not make sense, but you've offered the option strategically for someone to be like, I don't know about that, Andrea. It's probably a little early in the game for that. And you'd be like, I totally agree. That's a good point. You know,
also, Andrea, can I pay you in payments? I know I owe you $2,000 now. Do you accept payments? Or do you have payment plans?
What's the VIG on this, Andrea? Like stuff like that. Like get prepared to, if you are taking some betting action. I think that's really good. Also, let me just kind of like thread some stuff together here. Maybe, Andrea, you could ask what the opposite of an underdog is. You could be like, is it an overcat? Is it an overdog? Overfrog? I don't know. And if you get a good answer, you could bring it back to us and let us know what we think.
I like
kind of love an overcat, honestly.
No, stop. You know? We're not doing overcat.
Why?
That distinctly makes cats better than dogs. And we're not.
No.
That is. We are. We
But
know,
no one. See, no one likes cats, right?
That's
if
what
you're,
I'm saying.
If you're, it's always better to be an underdog, right?
Yeah, we're replacing the word favorite.
Yes. Yeah. But you want to be the underdog.
You want cat to be involved in the replacement for favorite is what you are currently saying.
I want it to be something everyone wants to defeat and depress. I think, and I feel like everyone feels like that about cats.
No, because sometimes we want to bet on that. All right, we're going to workshop. Overdog, undercat. We just denounce underdog.
But then you got to root for underdogs and you're forced to root for an undercat. And honestly, that's not even a thing. You have one thing established under.
Honestly, that's not even a thing. None of these things are things.
But
hold on, Andrea. You can also say, and honestly, that's not even a thing. Somebody's like, Andy Reid has been to the Super Bowl X number of times, and then you just say, honestly, that's not even a thing.
Whoa. Okay.
And then take your bite, and then never talk again.
And they'll be like, no, but it is. Here's factual evidence disputing. And you're like,
I'm showing you.
You'd be like, the game logs. Sir, let me finish. And then, like, that's when you pivot, you know, you just come up with something else.
Love it.
Do you think, what are the odds of Taylor Swift showing up in a State Farm commercial with Travis Kelce, Patrick Mahomes, and Andy Reid?
Very little. Very little. But you know who is in a State Farm commercial that I'm very excited about?
Who?
Arnold Schwarzenegger, Agent State Farm. Have you not seen the previews?
I'm a virginal Super Bowl commercial guy. I don't watch them before the Super Bowl because that's out of order.
No,
you know?
The commercials have not aired. They will start airing over the next couple of days. You know, I don't know why they started that a couple years ago where they start showing.
It's the worst.
I hate it. It's the worst. But I do love a good tease. And State Farm has been having a dramatic teaser trailer where it's just text and it's like super graphic superhero text. And then at the very end, 1 second of Arnold. So I'm interested to see how Jake and Arnold work together.
If you're State Farm, did you make the call to Taylor Swift and just be like, we're going to do another fast food, you know, Nuggies, French fry bundle? Do you want to be at the table? Do you want to be at a different table?
Do you know what her only demand was? I heard from my sources that if Andy Reid's not in this commercial, then I'm not.
I agree. I agree completely. I think that's incredible.
That's how I'd handle it.
Okay, well, that's our ADHD question of the week. Thank you, Andrea, Andrea. We hope we helped you. I think we gave you a lot of good stuff to work with, and please report back on what a success it was when you regurgitate cool stuff.
Ampersandria.
Your Super Bowl party. Ampersandria. That's good. There's nothing to do with that, but that's just good on its own. You know what
ampersand,
I mean?
Ampersand, her first three letters, and ampersand means and Rhea. Ampersandria.
The Rhea really doesn't help it, you know? It kind of hurts everything. Anytime you say Rhea anything, it's just not good.
It's a cool way to type her name from now on. Ampersand, R-E-A.
Ampersandria. That's good stuff. That was free. Andrea, ampersandria.
You asked for that segment back, and you got it, Andrea, so there you have it.
Okay, again, if you want to listen to the rest of Great Advice like that that we gave to our tentatively, dearly, and beloved supporters of the podcast newsletter, go to knoxpicard.com, support us at the monthly or yearly level to get those each week. Jason, it's time. It's cameo close to the pin. We are tied up. We are knotted.
We're actually not tied up.
We're not tied. You're five. I'm four. I have the chance to tie here if I can guess a closer score than you. I don't have a person yet. For the clincher, I feel like we needed to agree on somebody, you know?
So you could Google them real quick.
You know what I've noticed? Someone DM'd me this. They were like, Jason always accuses you of cheating, even when you lose. It makes me think Jason's cheating every time. I tend to agree with that person.
I'm not cheating, but the consistency of me blaming, of accusing you, win or loss, is the bit. You're just going to get blamed every time. But yes,
right.
Shout out to that person, because I do it when you win or lose. It's not,
they're like, here's my chart. And the chart is 100% of the time he accuses you of cheating. It's even that time where he beat you 10-0. So it's just unclear. It's just unclear what's going on here. You're clearly the undercat of this situation. Why is he accusing you of cheating? See, it doesn't work. It just doesn't roll off the tongue.
Is Mike Shanahan available?
Okay.
I mean, there's just no way, but let's start there.
There's no way. Would you lose respect for him if Mike Shanahan was available?
No, I'd have more respect for him.
Like, bro, you don't need this. Like,
he's just in his Tahoe house pumping these out. You know what I mean?
There's no Shanahan. There is Mike Singletary, which I feel like we've done before.
We have. And shout out to his daughter. I don't know if I'm supposed to say the name or not, who got me onto Coffee Without Mold in it. So
that's right. That's right.
Big time. Big time there.
Big shouts. Yeah, there's an Indiana Jones Harrison Ford impersonator. That has nothing really to do with Super Bowl, but I just want you to know
or it might. You never know. Sean Alexander. We were talking about the Seahawks earlier.
What about Ed McCaffrey? Ed McCaffrey is on Cameo.
Okay, let's do it.
His subtitle says 3-time Super Bowl and Pepper Pong champion.
What is Pepper Pong?
I don't know, but if I click, I'm going to find out. I don't want to do that.
It's integrity. It's a new pickleball.
There's also Ty Jones, an Ed Sheeran lookalike. So you pick Ed Sheeran lookalike or Ed McCaffrey.
Let's start with Ed McCaffrey.
Okay, easy Ed.
Is that his nickname?
I'm also looking up Usher, the Super Bowl halftime performer. He's not on. Okay, Ed McCaffrey.
Oh, crap. I just second-guessed myself. Oh, no. What do I do?
I think...
Got it.
I think let's... I've got my number, but also I'm gonna write my number down, but I also want to talk it out how we arrived at our answer.
I've got my number in the doc. I'm not going to change it.
Okay. I've got my number on my hand. Not going to change it. I wouldn't normally guess very high. I have to imagine the rate's gone up for the Super Bowl.
I agree. This all depends on where our starting point was and what it's gone up to. I actually think it's gone up. I don't want to say like all year, but maybe all year, maybe even since last playoffs. With Christian has gotten a lot of attention. You may not notice this because you might skip through some of the commercials. He's in a Lowe's commercial. Christian McCaffrey is in a Lowe's commercial. So
he is. He is.
If that's not telling you something, then I don't know what else you need
to
know.
I did see one of the headlines I saw was Christian McCaffrey, easily one of the greatest running backs of all time in the NFL. And I was just like, I don't think that's true.
Easily doing a lot of work in that sentence.
It is a lot. I don't know if he's in my top 50, you know?
What? Yes, he's in the top 50.
So you've now put me in a situation of naming 49 running backs that I think are better than him, which I think I can do, but I don't think
I mean, technically you needed to name 50 if he's not in your top 50. So I don't know what you thought was going to happen with the 49 there, but 49ers, so it's okay. Math.
I think him being 50 If he's number 50, I've still won the argument. Would you agree with that?
No, definitely okay. not. Because your statement was he's not in my top. Not being a literalist. Your statement was he's not my top 50. I think it's pretty clear.
Right. The spirit is he's not one of the greatest. If I get him to 50 or 51, I don't think that changes his destiny as how we're going to remember him.
I think he's ranked number 49.
It's important for you to know, and I will allow you to change your score knowing this info. In his picture, he has sunglasses on, and he's got a little salt and pepper beard.
Oh, yeah, sure.
And it looks like snow behind him. So see? I want to give you the option. I had that context. You did not. I want you to be able to
change. He's in Mike Shanahan's Tahoe house. Nope, not changing. By the way, your point of you think that it's a little bit of a heightened number is exactly what I was second guessing myself, but I stuck with my number.
Now I'm worried I haven't gone high enough, and I'm concerned.
Reveal. It's too late. It's written on your hand.
You see that? 111.
That's okay. I thought there was something. Is that a red pen? I thought there was something like you got scratched by your overcat or something.
It's when I dabbed with Marlo. I got scratched by the wall. No, it's 111.
There's three red lines. It kind of scared me.
That's right.
My number is 100 up from 75. I was going to switch back to 75. And I said to myself, self, you're going to stick at 100. And now I'm nervous. It's 125. I got to tell you.
See, I started at 100 and I thought, no, go 101. But then I thought, no, what if he goes 101? So then I went 111. I thought that's a weird number. I also claim three, just the number three, because I do have three tally marks. So I've got both sides covered. I feel good about that.
Okay. Then I also claim 10 because I could move a decimal over very easily and have 10.
Checkmate.
We're not going to do this because this could get way. Remember when we were doing half points and quarter points and that actually almost came back to bite me?
I really want to bring that back. I have the good news of telling you that you can have Ed McCaffrey for $250.
Oh my gosh.
I would call that overpriced. That is overpriced.
I mean, that's exactly what we've been saying. Super Bowl, his son is bringing the name a lot of attention. We're in overtime. We're in overtime, my friend.
We are in overtime. I mean, some people are calling it one of the greatest comebacks of all time. I'm not saying that. I'm just like telling you what people are reporting right now.
Way to drink the champagne before you won the championship here, bud. No. Overtime. Saying, the game's not over.
Sending you to overtime is interesting. There are people on the streets of Twitter who are doing like the choking gesture at you. I'm not saying that. I'm saying this was like a well-fought battle, you know? But they're also crediting you for not saying that I cheated this time for the first time ever. So growth can happen a lot of different ways.
To be fair, I said it at the beginning of the round. So
that's true.
It was
you
there.
Did. You did. So the question now is, who else can we? You said Anthony Lynn.
Sean Alexander. We were talking about the Seahawks earlier.
Brian Greasy is not. Brian Austin Green is, and that's a really good one.
We've done it before.
Sean Alexander is not.
Bob Adam Greasy? Vinatieri? Adam Vinatieri?
Adam Vinatieri is on Cameo. That's a good one. You think this game comes down to kick, by the way?
This game of Cameo? It certainly does. No. Comes down to a kicker right now. Great call the by Super you. Bowl. Look at that live producing.
There was one bet of like odds on the Niners kicker missing, and it was like still plus, and I like that one.
Same.
Okay, Adam Vinatieri, one of the most clutch kickers of all time. He really, like when he went gray, he really went gray.
Yeah,
you know,
loved
in a cool
it.
Way.
I loved it.
And just for
I'm
context,
starting to get gray on my sides and not just in my goatee. I'm loving it.
I hate it. Not on you. It's fine on you.
Just
hate it
for me.
Yeah, you're great. You're wonderful. His picture, his avatar, gray Zoom background. He's standing like he is posing for an erectile dysfunction pharmaceutical company commercial. Has a football on his thigh, navy shirt and jeans. Okay. So much pressure here.
This has been the longest processing of any pick I think we've ever had.
Are you settled?
ASMR voice. Knox. ASMR? ASRM? No. I'm stuck in this loop again.
You keep doing ASRM.
A disheveled look on his face.
I was trying to remember what his number was, but I couldn't remember. And I thought it was
four.
Like too low anyway.
12? No, 10. No, it was four. Four, right?
That feels right.
All right. Show it.
All right. I've got
76 for Knox, 100 back-to-back guesses for Jason Waterfalls.
I don't like that. I don't like that.
For you or me?
For me. You've got all the upside. and then you've got the most crucial gap in between us. And I've got the only thing I can get is if he's valued himself too low.
Survey says
you, man, it's an Under Armour like heat gear, like a loose heat gear. Now
what
that I'm like closer,
what
and
tease.
I can see it. He and Ed McCaffrey must have a group chat because you can also get Adam for $250 right now.
Do you feel bad that you said it was the comeback of a century and then you lost? Do you feel bad about that?
No. I sink it overtime, right? I rallied, sink it overtime, lost like a champion. Honestly, some people are more impressed with my performance than yours. You know, that's why I'm just reading Twitter right now. They're like, what a valiant effort. But you won. You know, you didn't cheat because you never cheat, even though you're always fixated on cheating. But I know you're an honorable guy. And
you know what I did after I won this? I took the ball and I handed it to the ref, a la Barry Sanders. On to the next.
You know, been here before.
I'll be here again.
I cheated this time because I had to beat you and I did it.
I've like only been on final. I promise I've only been on that website once, and that was to find Mrs. Oompa Loompa or whatever happened there. I don't remember. I had to see what you were showing me, and I did, and I wish I wouldn't have seen it. But alas, I've you can check my internet history. We can publish it. I've not been on that website.
Listen, I trust you as a competitor. I've no doubts about that. Adam does have a 4.89. Some people weren't like super great with it, you know? Some people
I thought that was good. 4.89 is good. No, are you seeing mostly closer to fives?
When I zoom, like when I close in on some of these people, I'm seeing a lot of like 4.99s, fives, you know, 4.98s. To get a below a 4.9 is a rarity, you know?
I wonder what happened.
I don't know. He does have his zodiac sign, and I think that's probably what's bringing it down.
Okay. You know, now we're searching. Now we're searching. We're looking for things to blame the loss on for you at this point.
No. I was, you know, it's not in the stars for me to lose. I just lost because I lost.
Oh, like big astrological guy, huh? Look at you.
Had no bearing on it. Like it will the Super Bowl, like Andre told us. But that is going to do it for this episode of Over Underachievers. That's going to do it for this mini season of Came Up Close to the Pin. Congratulations, Jason.
Thank you.
Multiple time champion. Kudos to you. And before we go, we'd like to encourage you to spread the word about the show by tweeting, Instagramming, or just talking about it out loud around other people you know. It's the best way to help us out, and it makes you look like a genius because of what great taste you have. As always, I'm Nox. He's Jason. We'll see you next time.
Lots of points in the Super Bowl. Bet the over. Let's go.
Somebody once told me the world is going to roll me. I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed. She was looking kind of dumb with her finger and her thumb in the shape of an L on her forehead. Well, the beers start coming and they don't stop coming. Head to the wings and I hit the ground running. Didn't make sense, not to live for fun. Your brain gets smart, but your head gets dumb. So much to do, so much to see, so what's wrong with it in the back streets? You'll never know if you don't go. You'll never shine if you don't glow. Hey girl, you're an all-star. Get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star. Make the show on, yeah, hey. It's a cool place, and it's fake, it's colder. You're bundled up now, wait till you get colder. But the medium that begs to differ, judging by the hole in the satellite picture. The ice we skate is getting pretty clear. The world's getting warm, so you might as well swim. My world's on fire, my mouth's yours. That's the way I like it, and I'll never get bored. Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star. Get the show on, get paid. All back when the only shooting stars with the mode.